You're listening to a production of About Harvest. Stories about food.
I've known Jim Minnick for some time now. He'd contacted me several years ago about my research in the history of the cultivated blueberry, and we were immediately bonded by our shared love of the blueberry story. Jim is the author of The Blueberry Years. It's a memoir published by Thomas Dunn of St. Martin's. Welcome, Jim.
It's great to be here, Nancy.
Jim, please tell us about your experience on your family blueberry farm as a child.
I grew up in central Pennsylvania, and I spent a lot of time working on my grandparents' and uncle's dairy farm. And in the 1950s, my grandfather had planted a small patch of blueberries, maybe a quarter acre. So I spent a lot of time there eating too many. I remember probably my first memory with blueberries is getting a bellyache. And he also had me out there mowing around the bushes, which I hated. And then probably my other memory of that time is spent a lot of time out there with him. He would give me a .22 and we'd try to shoot the groundhogs or the birds that were eating the berries. But those are kind of my experience as a kid and that family history for the longest time helped my wife, who is from the South, helped her believe that I knew everything there was to know about blueberries. And it took her a while to realize that I was not the expert, and she better do some of her own research.
Well, in the research of your book, what were the most fascinating facts that you learned about the blueberry plant?
Well, we had planted and grown and operated this blueberry farm for several years, and then I finally sat down to write this book and did all this research and learned so much more than I had known before. You know, I had all this experience with blueberries, but I really didn't know anything about its history, especially the domestication story, which I think is a wonderful one, which you know so well with Elizabeth White and Frederick Coville. And also I was fascinated by the health benefits. That's gotten lots of PR. And I didn't know that Thoreau was a big fan of blueberries. Much of his later writing was really focused on blueberries and huckleberries. So that was a sweet treat for me.
And your readers, when they enjoy your book, they're going to learn about the early struggles you and your wife experienced when you were early fledgling blueberry farmers. If you were to offer one piece of advice to people such as yourselves who are just starting out, what would that be?
Try to find somebody to give you some good sound advice. We were kind of isolated. We had some good help from state ag agents regarding soil and mulching, but as far as blueberries themselves and being organic, we were really on our own. And the manuals are all great, but they didn't quite tell us enough information about, especially about organics, but also about yield. I wish we had, instead of planting just 1 acre, I wish we had planted 3 or 4, and that would have been enough to really get us going and operational. But I would also tell, you know, any new farmer to jump in and really follow that dream, but also try to talk to a bunch of experts, try to get all your research lined up.
You know, I think that's great advice for almost anything that you want to go into. It's true. Get good advice and jump in feet first.
Right. Yeah.
So, you know, I always try to do this, and I'm curious to hear how you answer this. What are your thoughts about what the blueberry flower itself smells like?
Well, I wrote about that in the book. Could I read a paragraph?
Sure.
Okay. I think that might be easier for me. This was early in the book when we had planted them and we were waiting for them to mature, and the manuals all say, you know, the first year you should take the blooms off to promote a healthier root system, but we saved a couple so we could enjoy the fruit. So here's a paragraph. The blooms, those beautiful hanging cups of white, oh, just for an hour to be a bumblebee and buzz through this fragrance-filled air, to land with a delicate dip of plant, to crawl inside this white-walled chalice, to swim in the honeysuckle sweet scent of blue, to know the shimmer of soft light and sip from this wine that only a bee can sip.
That's beautiful.
Thank you. I don't know that I could say it any better without reading it. So.
No, that's beautiful. It really is. Thank you.
Well, thank you.
Will you share with us then the process of your personal history around just pruning blueberry plants?
Sure. Somewhere, I don't know if we learned it through a manual or from somebody else But I guess two bits of advice. You want to balance the old canes with the new canes. Try to have an equal amount of new growth coming on with old growth that bears well. And then a favorite line of mine is you want to cut enough away, just enough to allow a sparrow to fly through the heart of the bush. That gets at the idea of, you know, you don't want to take too much, but you want to have enough so that sunlight can get into the middle, as well as there's good airflow to prevent any of the mold or diseases from happening. So I love that idea of a sparrow being able to fly through the center of a bush.
That's great. That's great. Because, you know, those plants, they just have to be able to breathe all the way down there, don't they?
Yeah. Yeah, they sure do.
So what does blueberry season mean to you?
Good eating. especially now that we don't have a farm.
Yeah.
but yeah, definitely. I mean, that's even when we did have a farm, that meant good fruit to fill your belly and fill the freezer.
There you go. So what's the feedback been from people you've met and talked to on your book tour these last few months?
Oh, it's been great. It's been fun to, you know, a lot of people, I think the first impression of the book is, oh, who would want to read a book about blueberries? But I guess they think it's maybe a manual or something. But once they get going, they realize that it's a story with all kinds of other stories in it. Stories from our pickers, as well as our own story of the struggle on the farm. And there's lots of humor as well as some tears in it. So it's I think that really hits home, even though probably most of my readers have never grown blueberries. They all can very much relate to following a dream.
That's great. It is. It's a beautiful book, Jim. It really is.
Thank you. And thank you much.
And what blueberry stories lie ahead for you right now?
I guess, we live on a different farm now. And when we moved here, there were no blueberry bushes. And all the catalogs where you can buy bushes say that six plants should be enough to feed a family of four. So there's just my wife and I, and we decided to plant 50 instead of six. And that's been a great number for us to fill our freezer and just keep us, you know, connected to these beautiful plants. We still have to prune, but we're not faced with having to prune so many. And, you know, it's just a great joy to tend a smaller plot and watch the beauty of the plant through the whole season. So that's the main future I have with blueberries. It's just being in touch with the small patch of plants.
Well, I have to ask you one final question, and that's, what's your most favorite way to enjoy blueberries?
Oh, right off the bush. Definitely right off the bush. Even without hands. I've watched our dogs. Our dogs have become great blueberry lovers and connoisseurs, and we even had a blind dog who would go around sniffing at the base of plants to find the blueberries and pull them off. And they don't always get the ripest ones, but I like how they get the unadulterated, untouched, absolute sweet blueberry, you know, straight off the bush. So that's kind of been a fun way to, when we're out playing in the field, not having to pick a whole bunch, that's what we do. We see how many we can pick with just our tongues.
Well, great. Well,
it looks pretty. It's pretty goofy dance, but it's fun.
I'm sure it is. I'm sure it is. And the ones that can see, you toss them up in the air and they catch them every time, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Definitely. Yeah.
Well, yeah. Thank you again, Jim, for joining us and continued success with the blueberry years. And please stay in touch with us, will you?
Greatly. Thank you so much, Nancy. It's been a pleasure to talk with you.
Thank you.
This has been a production of About Harvest.